Speaking of ramifications, there's been a fair few across in the United States in the back of the recent political outcry from the people on the ground. And Matt Parris is the Washington Redskins reporter with the Washington Times. The NFL haven't been immune to this, and we thought we'd touch base and find out a little bit more what's happening. Matt, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Great to have you on. Now, there's been a lot of conversation around the globe, but certainly in the US, about the language that is used and names that are used for things from history that have had significance through history that probably don't stand up to the social expectations and demands of today. The Washington Redskins, it seems, are going to fall victim to this on the back of the name Redskins. Can you explain what's happening in the NFL with the team from Washington?
Yeah, so the Redskins, first off, the Redskins name debate really isn't new. You know, Native American activists have long called for a change spanning decades, but the conversation has really started up again in the wake of George Floyd's death. And the big difference this time around, too, is besides the pressure from, you know, activists and people who want the name to be changed, corporations have started really pressuring the Redskins. FedEx, which is their main sponsor for the team stadium, they play at FedEx Field. It said in a statement that that the Redskins need to change their name. And so, facing that corporate pressure, the Redskins announced today that they will retire the nickname upon the completion of they're reviewing their name, and they're trying to find a new one and a new logo. So once they do that, the Redskins' name and moniker will be retired.
So as you say, this isn't the first time this debate has flared up for Washington in the NFL. So I know it's a hot emotional topic at the moment, but outside of that, why now? Why the change now, considering there has been a lot of conversation and a lot of requests over the years and demands that the name be changed? Why now?
Right. Well, I think the major pressure from the sponsors is a major thing. I mean, FedEx pays millions of dollars for the Redskins a year, and if they threaten to cancel their contract if they don't go through with a change. And other retailers like Amazon, Nike, Target, and Walmart, they've pulled Redskins merchandise from the online stores. Right. So, you know, if this affects the Redskins' bottom line, then, you know, they're incentivized to make a change.
So if we just play the easy game, what are the likely new outcomes for Washington in terms of name change?
Yeah. Right, well, so they're going to they want to get this done as fast as possible, but there's some hurdles in terms of securing a thing like trademarks. They have to trademark their next name. They have to decide on what the name wants to be. The NFL season over here starts in 2 months, which, you know, for them to have a new name and everything by then, it seems kind of like a stretch, but they're going to try and get this done as fast as possible. But you look at other times that sports teams have rebranded, it normally takes at least a year or two. So they're definitely up against the clock. They're trying to get this done, but, you know, it is a process that takes time.
Have you got any thoughts on what it might be?
Not necessarily. They haven't come out and said what names that they like, but a couple of names that have been floated among at least the fans. There's the Washington Warriors, which there was an arena football league here that Dan Snyder was interested in, and that was the name that he wanted to use. There's the Red Tails, which is a reference to a black military group that with airline fighters. And there's the Red Wolves, which is a little bit of a wacky name, but it gained some popularity among former players and fans and that sort of thing. So, you know, they definitely want to keep the red and the burgundy and gold color scheme. That's really important to the Redskins' image, but they also want to get away from the Native American imagery.
And what about the fans? I mean, the Washington Redskins is one of the most famous sporting teams in America. Sure. It's been around for a very, very long time. What are the fans thinking about this?
Yeah, you know, they're pretty split on it. A lot of them are angry, to be honest. They have a hard time kind of accepting that, you know, these are our traditions, that this is the team I grew up rooting for. I heard that kind of a lot today. And they're really sad to see a name and a logo that they've really come emotionally attached to see it no longer be used going forward.
Mm. Are there any other sports teams in the States at the moment going through similar situations that the Redskins are?
Well, it's kind of interesting to see if this is going to be a domino effect, because there are some other teams with Native American references, like the Kansas City Chiefs, and yep. the NHL, you have the Chicago Blackhawks, and baseball, you have the Cleveland Indians and the Atlanta Braves. Now, a lot of those teams have said that they're going to stick with their names, but the Cleveland Indians say that their name is under review, but the Atlanta Braves said they're going to keep their name, and then the Chiefs haven't really responded, and the Blackhawks are going to keep their name as well.
I think, Matt, it's an interesting point, because there are so many other teams that are in the same boat as Washington. Why has it been that the Redskins are the team, or Washington is the team that's been under so much pressure to change?
Well, it's kind of the severity of the name, right? So a lot of people think of Redskin, the term Redskin itself as a racial slur. The dictionary, one of the dictionaries a few years back, you know, actually put it as a dictionary-defined slur. So it's really the harshness of the name, and kind of the way that activists have thought is, okay, if we get this one taken down, then maybe that opens up the floodgates to take the other one down, that we can use this to inspire change elsewhere.
Yeah.
And the current global climate in terms of conversation about these type of things, it's probably a fair point. As you say, it's a slang term, it's a derogatory term towards Native Americans, which is a little bit different to the Indians, I imagine, the Cleveland Indians, because that's not a derogatory term, that's just the name, isn't it? The name of the people.
Right, and you know, Native Americans have said that, you know, the way that mascots are portrayed, it has effects towards them. So, you know, they're not necessarily a fan of the Chiefs and the Braves and the Blackhawks, but the term Redskins itself does carry a more negative connotation, for sure.
So is there a timeline? Yeah. You didn't mention before that they're under the pump and they've got a challenge ahead of rebranding and remarketing the whole organization when they do finally come up with a new name. Is there a timeline that they're trying to work to?
You know, they haven't said that. You know, the logistical timeline would be obviously by week one of the NFL season, which is in mid-September. But, you know, there's just so many things to clear, like even beyond the fact that, you know, you have a name that needs to be trademarked. Well, like the Redskins street name where they practice in Ashburn, Virginia, it's called Redskins Park Drive. You know, making all those little things of trying to get cleared and to go away, that's definitely going to take a lot of time.
Well, interesting stuff, Waddy.
Yeah, Matt, and just the fact you were saying before that the season is supposed to start in 2 months' time. Obviously, coronavirus is still very much part of the world at the moment. Is there any feelings that it might not start in 2 months, or is everything still very much on schedule that the season will get away?
Right. Well, the NFL has said that they're gonna start on time, and that, you know, fans might not be won't be allowed in the stadiums. But right now, they're going on as scheduled. You know, training camp here starts in 2 weeks, and I think that will be really telling for how that unfolds. If a lot of players start testing positive for the virus, will they halt things? But there's been some discussion of, you know, shortening the preseason from 4 games to 2. The players don't want any preseason games, so there's still definitely things to be negotiated in terms of safety protocols and even economics with the league. But you know, it's really up in the air right now. But to answer your question, I think they're still planning on playing.
We will see where it all ends up. Matt, we appreciate your time. It's following that story with great interest over here in Australia. We appreciate it. Good luck.
Hey, thank you for having me.